You're listening to episode number 1775 of the Who Cares News for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan, once again.
It's still Friday, it's still some people a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, so we get done here. I'm off. I'm not doing any.
You done?
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing any day job work. I have all this radio station work that I gotta catch up on. Tomorrow, by the way, here on the Mighty Boss, BossBossRadio.com. If you're listening on the podcast, all day 4th of July, we are playing all live cuts from the Boss Radio era, because of course we can't go to concerts. Yep. So we thought it would be a good idea, you know.
Sure.
To play some of the best concerts ever.
I think that's pretty darn clever.
All day long.
Yeah.
Are you proud to be an American?
Yes.
4th of July, of course, is Saturday. New poll has found that 7 in 10 people in the United States feel proud to be an American. I don't know about the other three, but, you know, whatever.
It's a bit, and I'm not going to get political, but it is a bit different.
Well, of course.
And if some people say, oh my gosh, they're flying their flag, that must mean they're a Republican. No. Anytime is a good time to fly the American flag. It means you're American.
Well.
And no one's going to dictate to me when I can fly my flag.
Reddit has asked foreigners to name things they love about America.
Okay.
And I thought I'd share some of those with you today. Like how diverse our country is. Food, people, architecture, geography. Uh-huh. We've got everything from cities and beaches to mountains and deserts, and we can't see any of them because we're stuck in our houses. But, you know.
Or can't afford to go there anyway.
Right. Another thing that people are kind of, I would say they're probably jealous of us, is freedom of speech. Now, we've been talking freedom of speech quite a bit the last few months, have we not?
Well, I think, unfortunately, it's gone beyond freedom of speech. It's just gone to, I can be mean if I want to. But that's still freedom of speech.
It's still freedom of speech. Yep. You got to defend that.
Defend that in your classrooms.
That's right. How many entertainment options there are here in America? We've got a lot more TV, movies, and music to choose from.
This is true.
How about how nice, talkative, and helpful we are in general? Are we talking about us or Canada?
Are we talking about certain states?
Certainly not all of it's.
We're kidding.
A bunch of people mentioned it on Reddit.
Okay.
We're pretty darn nice. How big houses and apartments are in general. Uh-huh. Now, we know this from watching shows like House Hunters International, how tiny living domiciles are in every other country in the world.
Well, and how small kitchens are.
Kitchens, and they put the washer-dryer combination unit. It's one unit, right? You might think it's kind of convenient.
Yeah, I sometimes think it might be.
Stick the clothes in, it washes and dries, and you're good to go. But it's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So
we're very spoiled.
The other thing they mentioned is the fact that we can turn right on red lights.
Sometimes it's the little things.
It's the little things
that make the big things.
It is time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
We take for granted.
We do.
Oh, gosh. I'm so tired of Kardashian news this week, but I don't care about it.
It's a big week for the Kardashians.
It is, so it goes in the Who Cares News.
That's right.
Well, Klo and Tristan Thompson, cheater extraordinaire, have found their way back to one another.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Little heart emojis.
Chloe, this is not a good idea, hon. This is not good.
What does Han Solo say?
I have a bad feeling about this. that's the line in every Star Wars movie. I have a bad feeling about this.
Yes, but Han Solo said it first.
He did.
All right. Yeah. A source tells people that the two are giving their relationship another try.
Oh,
Tristan is working hard to prove himself and has been a great dad to True. So that's what the source said. Anyway. Chloe and Tristan have been cozy ever since Coco's 36th birthday party.
Right, which we talked about.
And it's been a hole since last weekend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so ever since then.
Sources say they've been close.
Yes.
Who knows this
for
stuff?
Not even a whole week.
I mean, who's
But
who's
that
there?
Makes a difference.
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, are they staked out in front of her house, watching to see when he comes in and when he comes out? Do they watch Tristan with the walk of shame in the morning? What's the deal?
There's a mole.
There's a mole inside the Cootie Kay camp.
Yes.
Oh my God. There's a mole.
We
have to get to the bottom of this. Oh my God. There's got to be a mole.
There's got to be a mole.
There's got to be a mole.
So a second source tells people that Chloe and Tristan, they acted like they were back together at her birthday party.
Yeah.
No. But wait, not so fast.
But wait, you know how that works. You know how that works. It can work with exes that start drinking a little bit and things looking a little cozy and, you know, like it's a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Uh-huh. Let's get a room. You know, when they're both single, right?
True.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
And Lord knows he's always active.
You know what that is?
Single.
That's opportunity, not right there. Coco, that's opportunity.
Who's there?
Tristan, come get it. You can have a single man tonight, honey.
Jeez.
That's the opportunity right there.
A source tells ET that the couple are not back together officially.
Oh, okay.
Another one of Lea Michele's former co-stars is coming forward with a story about his experience with
her. Hashtag B2 Lea Michele.
And the hits just keep on coming. Greg Ramsey, who you may know from Bravo's Newlyweds the first year.
Okay, I don't.
Whatever. He was on Broadway with Lea Michele in the early 2000s.
Oh.
Which was pre-Glee.
Pre-Glee.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Craig confirms that Lea is difficult to work with. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
In fact, Craig claims that she is one of the most entitled people he's ever come across in the business.
The E-words come out.
He said, I was there when she got the call of, I got Glee. And I think the entitlement just came over her body.
Oh,
she
man.
Was possessed with this. And from that moment on, he said.
Can you imagine? When her agent called and said, hey, you got the part. You got the part. I mean, you know, she probably just went all, you know, Lea Michele on him. You know who's not entitled?
Oh, gosh.
Catherine McPhee is not entitled.
Oh, I probably do.
One of my listeners.
Differ.
Well, maybe you're right on that one.
She may have not been at one time.
She is now. One of my listeners PM'd me this morning and said he had watched Swordfish last night. And, of course, Halle Berry's in Swordfish. He said she did an awesome job in Swordfish.
Of course she did.
Yeah. You know, that movie was filmed right up here, up the road, Ventura. John Travolta and forget who else is in it besides Halle Berry.
For you, it really doesn't matter.
Really? Is there anybody else besides Halle Berry?
It doesn't matter who else is in it.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you, by the way, for the donuts and the bagel. I've got the bagel in the toaster right now.
It's
already
beeped.
I got to get to that. Yeah, it did a beep. So it's cold now.
Yes, probably is. One.
All right, back on Monday with more frivolity.
Did you say you'll have to get a new one?
Well, because it's cold. You can't retoast a bagel.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just going to
be
burnt.
Talk about entitled. I don't want you to have a stale bagel, John Van Camp.
I'm the talent.
I'll take the hint.
I'm the talent. Okay, I'm the talent.
You're the diva talent.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
See you on Monday, and
that's all the news you'd care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.